The next report is Report 2024-167, CAO's report, Budget 2025 Municipal Restructuring Study. CAO, we've read this report. Do you have anything to add or highlight?
Nothing to add. Excuse me, nothing to add, but happy to answer questions.
Very well, thank you. The motion reads that County Council receive Report 2024-167, Budget 2025 Municipal Restructuring Study for information. Is there a mover? Councillor Logal, second. Councillor Martin. Discussion, Councillor Cleveland.
Same question, appropriate timing.
CAO.
Fair enough. The question to the CAO is simply, when we're looking at this, how is this affecting our budget and why is this being considered? I just think from a report, it speaks to itself, but as a member of the public who might not be reading that report, I think the implications are needed to be understood.
CAO.
Through you, Warden. So this request, this came from a request of council that this be considered and information be brought forward for consideration as part of the budget process. So therefore, this is a summary of some of the discussion and history around municipal restructuring over the last couple centuries, and really just laying out a recommended plan forward if council wishes to begin some sort of a look at a different type of municipal restructuring. It's set out that it probably should have support of all or at least a majority of member municipalities before we would proceed with the expenditure, as well as I anticipate it would require significant effort from both the county and member municipalities to collect the data, do interviews, and the type of work that a consultant would need to gather all of their information to make some sort of recommendation about potential options. And then, as you can see, I've put two options. One, look at the whole shebang, and one of do a more measured approach of select a couple of services and move forward in smaller pieces.
Councillor Cleveland.
Thank you. And it's, as I said, as I understand, it's very high level, very sort of thought based, less action based. The question I then have, when looking at the whole shebang, so to speak, I'm not asking you to read a crystal ball here. I saw how that went before, but maybe some understanding is that it is an advanced project. It's something that would take a long time. Are we talking, you know, 6 months? Are we talking a year or more?
CAO.
Best case, obviously, not being held to anyone.
CAO.
I did make mention in the financial impact section that I think we would look at the type of study being at least over a two-year period. If we were to go to member municipalities to seek their endorsement of such a process, I'm guessing we would need to give them at least 2 or 3 months to make it through their committee and council sessions to make a decision and get their resolutions back to the county. And then we would need to go through an RFP process to bring in a consultant. So that would see us at probably the last quarter or so, last half for sure, if not last quarter of 2025, before we were really getting into the nuts and bolts. And then it would take a number of months to gather the data and get a recommendation back from a consultant. So I think it would be well into 2026 before we would have results.
Follow up.
Thank you very much for follow up. And this is to fellow councils. Thanks for those questions. CIO, I appreciate the answers. To my fellow councilors, I think the timing is appropriate and I think it's necessary. The reason I say that is we are at our half year mark. We have 2 years left before our next election cycle. I think that we should, as a upper level of government, have this report ready for that next election cycle. I think that's the appropriate time that these member municipalities should be having these discussions around the future at the election time, so that the potential candidates at that time can showcase their position on this report as our constituents across the county are re-electing their local representatives. I think that will give a clear mandate to the next term of government. And so my ask to my fellow councils is that this does take a precedent, that we do look this forward. I'm one of seven, and that we hopefully move this forward so that this report can be published before the next election cycle, so that people can start taking a position on that throughout the elections. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Councillor Martin.
So the cost of this, is this built into the budget for 2025 now?
It is not.
So it wasn't listed on that sheet that we had?
That is correct. Counselor Jib.
Question, I wonder if there's any benefit of sending this report as it remains today onto the lower tiers for at least consideration.
CAO.
Yes, Chief Warden, that was really the recommendation for us to, if we want to pursue, perhaps send a formal request to all of the member municipalities with whether or not they would like to see the results of a report. The two options I did propose that there was the full review, or if it was by service or department, that perhaps that be referred to the CAO's committee for the CAOs to make recommendations on any services that they thought were the most likely candidates to look at this type of review.
Either way, I think it would be wise of the lower tiers to say that they want one or the other or both. Councillor Logal is the mover. Would you be okay adding and refer to the seven member municipalities for what, endorsement?
Consideration.
Thank you. That's good.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. And I also think that CAOs getting together in their regular meetings should be discussing this as well. And maybe even before it goes to the municipalities.
So this does appear later on in the agenda, at which point we can have that discussion. We don't need to add to this motion if you're okay with that.
I'm okay.
Okay. Anything further, Councillor Cleveland?
Just building on top of my council colleagues' vote there, I think it's important that we do have our lower member tiers. I think it's important that we have our CAO. And part of it is we also have to start talking to our public. And I think we also have to account of how the public is going to have their say on this. I mentioned that in election time it would be a good opportunity, but I think it's also a good opportunity that maybe we look into now reaching out, or ways that we could reach out to our public and electorate to find out if there is sort of this appetite throughout the county to look at different solutions through municipal reorganization. We hear constantly around the circle about ever-increasing tax burden, multiple levels, et cetera, et cetera. We're not doing our due justice, our due diligence, if we're not looking at that, and we need to go to the public to see what they're thinking. So I appreciate that. I appreciate this conversation. We'll address it later on in council.
Thank you for that. Anything further on the motion? All in favor? Being none opposed, that motion's carried.